Man. All right. So, I kind of had the idea a while back to, like, I had this message pre-prepared, so semi-cheap. And then when Shats told me in our prayer meeting that I would be speaking, I'm like, hey, look, I got something half-prepared, but I'm not too sure whether I can finish it on time, and I'm not too sure whether it will be ready or not. But I'm like, hey, look, if God wants me to speak tonight, he'll make me speak. We had other options for speakers to speak. They all went cancelled. So I had to kind of do it. And then I got sick on Wednesday. I'm like, oh, should I do this again or not? But then once I started preparing properly and started finalizing all the notes and stuff, I felt so much peace through what God was telling me to say, and so much peace of, like, as I was preparing, that I'm like, hey, this is from God, and I'm so glad to share tonight that I know God will be speaking through me tonight, and I'm glad that all of you are here tonight. All right, before I get into the harder things, I'm going to start off with a little story. Firstly, you guys need to pay attention to the story because you're going to make a lot of it up, not me. I'm just going to give you the base notes and you're going to have to keep going. All right. So if you're a guy, you're a guy, you're a girl, not that hard. And then again, if you're in school, uni, work, whatever, like, your situation that you're in right now stays the same. However, these are the gaps I want you to fill in. If you're in school, I want you to expect the best that you can achieve this year, whether it's your year 7, 8, 9 to 12. Just imagine the best you can do right now, and that's where you're going to be in this story. If you're at uni, same thing. If you're at work, you're getting a promotion, you're getting something of equivalent to what's going on with school and uni. And then as these events are occurring throughout the year, you know that God is helping you. You know that, hey, my grades are good because I've been studying and God is helping me to study. And yeah, he's in the midst of all of it. Until one day, something major happens. Now, this something major, again, this is up to you guys. Everyone has been through something. And I want you to put that into play, where this something of yours is what's gonna put you down right now. And like, whatever you were thinking that was gonna be achieved isn't gonna be achieved anymore. And whatever, if you were aiming for an 80 ATAR, you're gonna get a 60. If you were aiming for whatever, everything will just get crushed down right now. And what you guys do is, things go from bad to worse. You start pushing everyone away. You start pushing friends away. You want to be left alone. You don't want to do anything. But just sit by yourself and just figure things out on your own. You forget that God was in the midst of how everything good was going. You forget that your friends were supporting you throughout that. And eventually, you're wearing a mask. And that's where I want to get to tonight. You put on a mask that you hide yourselves with. You hide yourselves with from God. You hide yourselves with from yourself. And you hide yourselves with from your friends. And as things spiral, this mask becomes your lifestyle. This mask, every time you go out, whether it's with Christian friends, whether it's with non-Christian friends, whether you're with family, whether you're sitting by yourself, or whatever situation you're in, this mask that you've put on, that's your lifestyle, and that's what becomes your reality throughout your life moving forward. We look, something similar happens in the Bible, where God creates Adam and Eve, and in Genesis 2:25 it says, Adam and his wife were both naked and they felt no shame. But then in the chapter after that, Genesis 3, can we pull it up? It's the story of the fall, and we'll read it together in a sec.
How do I get the thing to... I'm not Daniel, guys. I don't know how to do this stuff.
Anyway, most of us know the story.
What is it? Genesis
3.
Verse
1. Cool. Not popping that.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to pull it up quickly and read it for you guys. All right, Genesis 3:1. It says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals of the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and that you must not touch it or you will die.' 'You will certainly not die,' the serpent said to the woman. 'For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good and the food was pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it as well. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked, so they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man, 'Where are you?' He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.'" And we'll leave it at that. Then we know they ate, God knows they ate from the tree and so on. And he passed down the judgment that is to come. But what I want to get at is, once they ate the tree, once they did that sin that God told them, "Hey, don't do this," they realized, "Hey, we're actually like naked now. We're ashamed of what we are. We're ashamed that we've sinned against God. We've gone against what he wants." And that's a lot of the time what goes through us. Our conscience, first of all, gets destroyed. We're like, "Is this right? Or should I have done something else? Or should I have spoken up?" If you were with friends that are non-Christian, or if you were with Christian friends thinking about something that you know you shouldn't have, you're watching a movie that you know you shouldn't have, whatever the case may be, we do this all the time where our conscience just comes in and it's like, "Hey, you shouldn't be doing this." And in Hebrews 10:22 and 23, it says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having bodies washed with pure water." All that pretty much says is, you don't have to wait for your conscience every time to get you after having that sin. You need to just ask God to help you out of that situation whenever you're in it. And the second thing that was from Genesis 3 is shame and guilt. Those are other things straight away that get followed by when we sin. Adam and Eve felt shame once they ate from the tree because they realized they were naked. And they felt guilty because, hey, they went against God's word. And that's where Adam and Eve put on their masks. And that's where Adam and Eve hid from God. And a lot of the time, we should be seeking God instead of hiding from him. Once we sin, we put on these masks that, hey, I know I'm going to hide from God, I'm going to protect myself, and I'm going to leave everything away. And that's what Adam and Eve exactly did. But Instead, why didn't Adam and Eve run to God straight away confessing, hey, why didn't we confess our sins and ask for forgiveness? And again, that's what God wants of us. It says in Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13, then you will call on me and come and pray to me. I will listen to you. You will seek me and you find me when you seek me with all your heart. And that's what I want to get at tonight, that, hey, instead of us just putting on our masks and hiding away from God, why don't we be the ones that go and look for God instead of like he did with Adam and Eve? He asked, he yelled, where are you? And a lot of the time, and probably 90% of the time when we're stuck in a situation, it's always, where are you? And I don't know, but I've been in so many situations where I'm just stuck. I don't know what to do. I put on this mask. I blame God for what happened. I just push everyone away. I don't know what to do in the situation. And then it's that moment that I hear God's voice saying, where are you? That I'm like, hey, I can actually rely on him to pull me out of whatever situation. So back to the story you guys had from the start is, what mask are you wearing? Are you actually wearing a mask in front of friends, family, yourself, or are you actually living your life how you're that's pretty much my message tonight. I know very quick, but I was watching a show, and this is what pretty much triggered the whole masks idea. It says, how do I take off a mask when it stops being a mask, when it's as much as part of me as I am? And that's what I was thinking throughout this whole time. It's like, we make these masks our reality, we make them something to hide away from people, to hide away from ourselves, and to hide away from God. And we just push everything away to be in our little zone that we don't want anything to do with God, and hey, I'm just going to do it on my own and it's going to sort itself out for me. So what I want you guys to have from this is, take off whatever mask you've been hiding with. If you do have a mask, I don't know, everybody here has a own situation, but try take off that and see what God can actually do for you. Again, as I'm going to read that Jeremiah because it says it sums it all up. Then you will call on me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me when you seek me with all. So that sums it up pretty well. And your prayer tonight is seek God. Don't wait for him to ask that question, where are you? Whereas you are the one to go to him, I am here, Lord. Just help me out of whatever situation I'm in. Let's pray. Father, I pray, Lord, for every heart here tonight. That whatever situation they're in, Lord, that you just be there for them, Lord, as you've always been, Lord, but you'd strengthen them throughout whatever they're going through, Lord, that you'd be there for them and in whatever way they need, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'd help us take off our masks that we have on, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for that, Brother Daniel.
I just want to give you guys some...